Coming up next on The Breakup Vent.
I say, you know, she's a actress, mm-hmm. model, and you know, just interacting with certain guys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you not like that?
I mean, it's just something you have to deal with. Hey, did you like break my car windshield or something like that?
Oh,
it was like a long message. Like, yeah, throw a brick through my car windshield or something like that? Sexually, yeah.
Oh, they never had to. Oh, so it was
matter of fact, this podcast is over.
Welcome to The Breakup Vent. I got a special guest today. The number one breakup podcast in the world.
Number one breakup podcast in the world.
I got a special guest today, Jeremy.
Hey.
Okay. I got to get sound effects. What's up, Jeremy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. You know, I'm living life on the edge as usual.
I like your nails.
Oh, thank you. You know, I try to get a little fancy sometimes. So, are you ready to talk about your breakups?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean,
so I want to start like with your relationship regarding relationships growing up as a kid. Okay. So, growing up, were your parents married?
Ew.
Okay. So, to both of them or one of them or all of them?
No, ew. I never wanted my parents together. No.
You didn't?
No, ew. That's gross.
You don't want your parents together. Okay.
They were never together. That's gross. What is wrong with you?
Was it a one night stand?
Well, chill.
No, I don't know.
They were never together sexually ever.
Oh, they never had to. Oh, so it was okay. I'm listening.
Matter of fact, this podcast is over. I can't do it.
It's over now. I'm so sad.
No. I never been big on my parents being together.
You weren't big on it, okay.
Yeah, well, it's just because I was raised in a single parent household.
And you got a little limb right here.
Oh,
on your
thank
eyebrow.
You.
There you go.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you did.
I don't even know how to explain this. My father is significantly older than my mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, so there was, a power dynamic.
No, they didn't interact much throughout my whole life ever.
What's the age? How old was your dad when you were born, and how old was your mom when you were born?
My mother was 24, and my dad was 49, I believe.
Yeah. Your dad was almost 50.
Yeah.
So she was basically half his age.
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't like that.
Well, I didn't. I was a baby. I didn't know.
I mean, but as an adult, you seeing it, you like. That went right.
I just never see. I think most people come up in some type of dynamic where their parents either were together or they imagine a separation. I never saw them
together.
That was never even a thing for me. So really? I don't have those feelings.
Was your dad present in your life?
I met my dad when I was 4 years old.
Okay, so he wasn't present until you were four.
Yeah, but you know, I don't feel like you need a father before you're four anyway.
Really? I feel like I heard someone say that as well. They were like, you should get rid of your son whenever he's four or five.
Get rid of him.
Not get rid of him, but be like, here, you have to teach him how to do the things because I'm a woman and you're a man. And, you know,
oh, you're saying that's what the woman was saying.
I once heard a podcast or something like that talking like that. I was just like, I don't know if I want to get rid of my kid, but maybe.
But it's clearly some things that, you know, especially if you're a boy, you're only going to get from a man. Well, in general with kids, you know, certain things you don't get from a woman. But, you know, women, are more of the nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think once, you know, you get to the other phase in life where, you know, I always joke and say, you know, men, what they associate fatherhood with, like catch.
Okay.
Until you can catch, you don't need a father. You can't.
Oh, well. And is that how you feel today?
Yeah. No,
really?
No, okay. So,
do you have kids?
No, I don't have
kids. Okay, okay.
You're like, you don't need kids.
No. I mean, listen, I have seen worse.
No. But I mean, this is me. This is my resolve. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, there's different dynamics happening.
Yeah.
And you're adjusting to the dynamics.
Yeah.
But I just say that I know most people, what I'm trying to get at is that most people's neutral is, you know, like their mother and father being together, and now they're separated. My neutral was these are two different worlds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it was like even associating my parents together is a weird thing for me.
Wow.
Like it's always been weird. It'll be weird today. Even if they were in this room right here,
together,
I'd be like, I'm clearly in trouble. Like, ooh. Is it a wedding or a funeral? It has to be something serious happening for them to both be in the same room.
Interesting. So do you feel like that like affected the way you view relationships in general, knowing that your parents were never together?
I mean, somewhat, but not as much. I mean, they weren't my example for relationships at all. Like, it wasn't ever a thing.
Did you have an example?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you had... You know, I have other relatives, but then I'm also, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, most influential thing was TV and movies. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, TV and movies, like Disney movies. Did you?
what Disney movie?
Listen, that's like women. Women are like the Disney life. Yeah, that's how relationships
Fraudulent thing.
It is. Like,
Every Disney movie was weird. It wasn't like it was like a happy couple.
Disney
who
is
stayed
one
together.
Of my sponsors, so we should stop.
Oh, Disney does great movies.
I wish. Hey, listen, Disney. Holidays and this ain't that type of podcast.
I'm trying to get a Black Panther 3 and 4. Hey, what's up?
Yo, put him in Black Panther.
See, I can do it.
He got the whole shoulder movement and everything. Okay, so with that being said, TV was your influence when it came to relationships.
Yeah, I mean, TV, movies, you know, I mean, like, you know, the guy, you know, trying to get with the girl.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, I wanted the nuclear family. You know, I wanted, you know, to get married and have kids and stuff. You know, I've always wanted that. It's just, you know, I never wanted that in my house.
Right. Were you happy when you seen your dad at 4? Were you like, yay, he's here now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there was some buildup. Mm-hmm. I think one of the jokes, I think I was kind of campaigning for it as in a kid way.
Okay.
And I think my mother knew how to handle that. She always brings up the fact that I was watching the Michael Jackson black and white video where there's a bunch of people changing to each other. And I'll be like, is that my daddy? Is that my daddy?
No, you did not do that. Were you like, is that my daddy?
Oh. She always brings it up. So then she was like, let me call this nigga, man.
Oh, my goodness. And have you ever had a conversation about your mom, about your dad, with your mom about your dad?
Like, yeah, what do you mean?
Really? Okay. And do y'all talk about the thing that didn't work out or why it was just like, okay.
What do you mean? What didn't work out?
Meaning that she's a pregnant woman and he was never in your life, like in her life during this whole time. And
I think my life was perfect. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not saying, I just want to be clear. What I'm saying, because first of all, this is a judge-free safe space to vent. I'm not judging you. I'm just curious on if you were curious on whatever happened and did you discuss it?
Yeah, of course, we talk about it. I mean, there's, you know, different time periods, different situations going on. I mean, I'm not that I'm not open to it. It's just detailed. You know what I mean? So I just feel like it wouldn't move the conversation. But on some real, like... you know, there was balance. I mean, I would just say my father's lifestyle at that time, you know, it really didn't make sense. Like I said, we didn't have any form of nuclear, that traditional concept wasn't our situation.
Got it. Okay. Which brings us to today. So you're married, correct? Yes. How long have you been married?
It'll be 2 years next month.
Okay, 2 years. Congratulations on that whole 2 years. I dropped out of 2. I can't do it. But
you were married?
At one point in my life, but listen, we're not talking about me.
I'm going to get you later.
For real, right? Everybody asks. But so 2 years you've been married. But before this, the relationship before this person, I'm always curious because women always want to know, what made him marry her and not me? So what was up with that breakup before your marriage? How did y'all meet?
Okay. Let's see. All right, fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the relationship directly before, I feel like this is going to conjure her up. This is the weird part. I haven't thought about this person in a while.
Oh, no.
But yeah, we met on set. I was working production as a PA, production assistant on... What's that gig? It was some gig in Angeles Forest Mountains.
Okay.
And I was pretty new to production at the time. And there was, you know, they have background actors and stuff like that.
Right.
And she just happened to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to collect people's information to invite them to shows, whatever.
Okay.
And she just happened to be one of the people. And then, you know, she reached out to me later, and that's what, you know, made us, you know, talk.
Okay, I see. How long were y'all together?
About a year.
1 year. And how long ago was this?
That's 11 years
ago. It's been 11 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
10 years.
Okay. So y'all were together for a year. And I guess during this relationship, did you learn anything? Or should I say, what was the cause of the breakup? Did she break up with you or did you break up with her?
She broke up with me, mm-hmm. but I'd say I kind of.
Oh, you forced it.
Well, there was a, you know, there's a period of contact,
mm-hmm.
and I think I took it harshly, you know. So I kinda,
can you break that down? A period of contact that you took harshly?
We were in contact with each other after the breakup, and you know, you take the breakup as rejection. You know, so I could say now I'm a little more mature, so I could handle it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But that type of rejection, I like was just dismissive.
Right. So yeah. y'all took a break.
I wanted to say break. We were broken up.
Oh, okay. So y'all broke up. How long did y'all break up for before y'all got back together?
No, we didn't. We didn't get back together.
Or you said y'all there was a period where
I took the breakup harsh, so I just didn't.
Oh, you didn't reach out to her.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You saying like who broke up with who?
Mm-hmm.
She broke up with me, but I don't think it wouldn't have been as a big of a deal if I would have taken it probably better.
Okay, it wouldn't have been a big of a deal if you would have took it better.
Yeah, like you know, like there's the like
oh,
there's like
oh I see
yeah there's like harsh breakups like it's like yo it's over don't talk to me ever right
you crashed out.
I didn't do nothing crazy. I just was like, you know, like she was being nice and I'm just like, man, F you. You know what I mean? The type of stuff. You know what I mean?
So, dang. Good Lord. That's how it be sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it in some ways it could be considered healthy, mm-hmm. but you know, I just say the maturity of me now is just like, all right, hey, you,
yeah.
you know, call me when you're ready. You know
right. Did you see it coming?
A little bit. No, not the initial. But, yeah, I'll just say, like, in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
it was like, you know, we were just like, you ever be with somebody, be like, man, this is perfect. How did...
Yeah,
how,
it's the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, everything flows. This is crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, it started more mm-hmm. problems and problems and problems. So, you go, okay, maybe this is a little more, you know, real. So, I'd say in that way, yeah. But
yeah.
the abruptness, nah.
So, there was no fight or anything that happened that made her say, okay, that's it, it's over. It was just... Okay.
Yeah, no, it was.
I'm like, I'm sure throughout the relationship, you or her were like, hey, this isn't working for me. Fix this.
No, you know, when you're together a year, mm-hmm. I guess not as much. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, like my current, you know, like marriage, yeah, you know.
Of course, right.
You know, hey.
Of course.
Sit downs, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because it's been a while. But I say with this girl in particular, yeah, you know, like, it was, I mean, to be honest with you, it was all going good.
It was great.
Yeah,
she just said it was
bad, and it got bad, and then, you know, I would say the heaviest part was she had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. yeah, I was in no position to, you know, be,
right.
You know.
We learned that earlier, so.
Yeah.
No, and just kidding.
There's other elements. I mean, I say, you know, she's a actress, mm-hmm. model, and... you know, just interacting with certain guys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you not like that?
I mean, you know, it's just something you have to deal with. You know, it's not like, of course I didn't like it, but mm-hmm. it's something okay. you just have to deal with.
Right.
I say, but then there was one situation in particular. I guess I can say this.
Go ahead.
She had met up with a famous comedian,
mm-hmm.
right? And I remember her, like, he wanted to meet her alone. Like, they met at a premiere. That he was like, hey, come meet me, you know, at this place or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was like, you think that's a good idea?
Was he specific? You come by yourself? Or could she have brought you and been like, oh, I didn't know, you know?
Yeah. In my eyes, it seemed like, you know, it was date vibes.
Mm.
I mean, it wasn't like alone, like hotel room.
Right.
But
right.
it was like, hey, come meet me at this location,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, whatever.
Right.
And, you know, she was like, man, you know, he just wanted, you know, because I get it. If you're an up-and-coming actress and, you know, mm-hmm. you got to take all opportunities, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it was just like, hey, you know, let's meet here.
Mm-hmm.
And... I was just like, yo, you think that's a good idea? And she was like, I mean, he's married. And I was like, yeah, we don't have any type of history of married comedians, you know,
on
trial for messing around. But, you know, like, I was like, this never happens. Like, so, and you know, Cosby stuff was fresh around there, too. So it was like,
keep my mouth shut.
But, you know, I know that conversation became an issue. Mm-hmm, and I've decided to be a little petty about it. So, like, you know, this said comedian was, like, in certain movies and stuff like that. And I would, like, take pictures of me flicking them off, stuff like that.
In the movie?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So you'd be in front of a movie on TV and be like, F this dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just a little petty, but.
In this career that I chosen, you know, you're going to get those.
You should have been like, it's a joke. It's a joke. Why be joking?
Well, in relationships, though, you know, it always starts off like that. Like, jokes become serious things undertones and all that stuff. Like, you know, with me and you, we could joke, laugh about stuff and it'd be, but in a relationship, that's when it gets like, that meant something.
It did.
And even if it meant nothing to you, that other person would keep bringing it up. You'd be like, then you got to say this stupid thing. I was joking. Or, and I ain't going to lie, I get mad when she or they say, like, I was joking. Like, I said, I know jokes, all right?
Yeah,
you got to explain jokes to me.
I know a joke. So, no one's ever really joking when they do that, though. They're just trying to see how far they can push a boundary, which is what you were kind of doing.
I mean, yeah, but also, you know, let's say, let's just say hypothetically that was a traumatic, right? Because, you know, if, I mean, let's just say she wasn't doing anything, but, you know, it could have happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's my way of handling, you know, a traumatic experience is by making a joke out of it.
You know,
I mean, you could say I made a career out of making traumatic experiences funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I pay rent.
Most comedians do.
So that's what I'm like, you know, 50-50, you know, I'm not going to say no, but to make it like it's like the heaviest thing ever.
Right.
But I could just tell that was a weight.
So after you did that, was she upset with these pictures or did she take it? Like, how did she take it that you sending those pictures?
Oh, yeah, she was upset. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to say who it was?
Nah.
Listen, I gotta ask.
Yeah, that's fine. It's funny. I'm pretty open, but I'm just like, it's like my thing is.
You want to tell me who it was?
I'm like this. I'm describing an actual person, like, because I'm like this. You can narrow down X, right? But that's enough. Like, if I'm not gonna narrow down like a comedian, you know, that's a lot. Y'all gotta do some research now. Get out of here.
No, I don't want you to narrow it down. I just want you to tell me the name, and we ain't. But okay, so she was upset about that, and then from that point on, how long from there? This whole comedian situation and you sending the pictures, did the breakup happen? Was it like in that time frame?
Yeah.
Like the next day?
No. I don't know. It's a blur.
It was a long time ago.
I would say maybe if I had to break down, since the relationship was a year, you could break down like emotional states by month. So I would say maybe like the next month or something like that.
Right.
You know.
And you think that's like probably one of the many factors that why she broke up?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say, you know, you got lifestyle, you got, you know, she had a kid, you know, I wasn't ready to be like, you know, it's as silly as it is, I was dating someone not thinking about being a stepdad.
Right.
You know, and that was like a mandatory thing for us, like, you know, like, hey, if you're going to be my kid, like, I want him to be able to call you, you know, dad or father.
Right.
And I'm just like,
no.
I'm like, nah, that little light-skinned boy ain't calling me.
How old was he? that little light skin.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that you can't have that. I'm just saying that, you know, like, people like, oh, hey, dad. I'm like, no, I'm not dad.
Was it a little kid?
Yeah, he was like about five.
Okay,
yeah.
He was five. Okay, wow. Interesting. And so were there any, like, baby daddy drama or anything, or no? Was it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well then, you know, it's not like you had to deal with.
No, but, you know, I say the maturity in me knowing that, you know, he needs a father figure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you didn't want that.
Yeah. I was younger. So, you know, the immaturity in me was saying, oh, these two things could coexist when actually they can't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
now
I would say the same thing. Even my mother was just like, she was like, well, y'all just playing around. You know that, right? Like there's no way this is, can be a thing, you know.
Because she knew you didn't want to have anything to do with kids.
Well, that wasn't necessarily a scenario. You can't date a mother without not having to deal with her kid.
No, of course.
Yeah, I was dealing with him. You know, he was cool. Like we were cool. I'm just saying that, and I did step up in a way, you know, in a mature way. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I didn't view myself as his father, wanted to be his father.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like a really cool friend. Like, you know,
right.
Even my mother, she dated guys, you know, I never viewed them as, you know.
Right.
Like, I didn't even call him stepdad or anything like that, you know.
Right.
Like, this nigga's name was Gerald. Okay. Gerald.
You just named one of my mama's. Okay, anyway.
Every mama dated Gerald.
No!
Your mama's best babysitter, Gerald.
Oh my gosh. Gerald, I can't believe you called. Shout out to Gerald.
Hey, all Gerald's around the world.
All the Gerald's around the world.
Shout out GK too. He got better. Hey, Gerald. GK? Yeah, he has a sketch where he's, you know, he's just playing like a
daddy.
Not a daddy, but just like a buster dude to a girl. Oh. You know, good but yeah, Lord. But no, shout out to the Gerald's, man. He was good.
Don't shout out to my mama's Gerald. But anyway, so you never seen anything long term with her, basically.
I mean, you just living, so I can't say I didn't see it long term. I mean, you know, if I would have stayed in that, maybe I would have morphed into some form of stepdad.
Interesting.
But I'll just say that, you know, that was the struggle. Mm-hmm. That was a struggle. So you had all the other stuff, and then that's like, well, and if you have problems with the mother. Mm-hmm. That make you look at the kid like, well, I ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to break it with both of them.
Right.
Some people be trying to make it work, but you just fooling yourself. Because then the next dude come in, and then now he going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I see that.
And now you look, so now you're not the dad, and you're not the new stepdad. So you just this nigga in the middle giving extra gifts on Christmas. your gift get thrown in the back.
Listen, I'm going to go off a tangent right now, but I actually was dating a guy he wanted to date, but he had a shared custody of a bird with his ex. And I was just like, we're not going to do this. We're not going to play these games right now. Somebody was just like, a bird is like a child for some people. I'm like, listen, a bird is not a child.
No.
But yeah, I feel you.
You know what I would have did? I would have ate a bowl of chicken wings in his face.
Well, he eat chicken wings.
But. Well, I would say, like, if these aren't pets.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm never sharing chicken with you again. How about that?
Yeah. I say that to say, whenever you break up with somebody, y'all either somebody going to get or no. It's
you
not
gotta
no,
let it go.
Yeah, just that's let it go. Let
everything go. But that's maturity. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I the things you wish you knew when you were younger. You know, you're trying to make two things work, two things coexist that don't coexist. You know what I'm saying? And you know, my mother saying it the way she said it, that was the best she could say. You know, so I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. She's like, you know, y'all just playing around.
Oh, so y'all. She knew.
She said it just like that. She said, you know, like y'all just playing house, right?
Listen, mama knows best sometimes. Not all the time, mama.
But you ain't trying to be that boy's daddy. I'm like, nah, he cool. Like he can't cool. be cool. You gotta be like, hey, I'm gonna be that boy daddy.
Yeah. So I guess if she was why, what do you think she would say? She was here right now to describe you and be like, I broke up with Jeremy because he was black.
He's a liar. And I was like,
are you a liar?
No, I was kidding.
Did you ever lie?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's relationships. You know, sometimes you.
I don't know. I don't be lying. I don't like lying. I hate lying, actually.
I mean, trust me, I hate lying too. I hate catching someone a lot. But the thing is when you go.
I'm sorry.
When you're explaining backstories and then you start hearing more and more, you go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, and you kind of got to let it go because you already.
Of course. It's in the past. You can't do nothing about it at this point.
But yeah, I say, you know, me being able to, you know, commit in that fashion, you know, I never said I could be a father figure. But also too, she told me straight up in the beginning too, she said like, what's the term? This is totally the friend zone.
Wait, she put you in the friend zone in the
beginning? In the beginning, like, hey, this is a friend zone. Like, you're in the friend zone.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, she said, so don't think you're getting out of it. And then, like, yeah. And then,
did you feel like that was a challenge when she's just like, you're in a friend zone and stay there?
Not a challenge.
Because nobody wants to be in the friend zone. Normally, it's just like, okay, either I'm in or I'm out. But you were like, okay, that's fine.
Well, the thing is, I said okay. But yeah. I guess that's the lie. I didn't, you know.
You wanted more.
Yeah, I was wanting more. They all want more. Oh, they all want more.
They do.
They all want more.
Why people be lying? I don't like that.
But even the setup. The setup is, hey, like, you know, look, even a woman doing this, a woman say, hey, you're in the friend zone. So I'm going to cook all these good meals for you and expect you here by a certain time and you can't hang with another girl. What is that?
And you can't hang with another girl. Now, come on now. That's different. You know that's completely different. So I'm thinking you in the friend zone and then you come over and it's a bunch of guys there and these are all my friends.
That's a whole different story right there.
Like, oh, it's really I really am in the friend zone.
Those type of lies. That's crazy. Like, yo. But that's the crash course that people need, though.
Yeah.
You need that crash course to be like, okay, if that don't snap you out of it, then nothing will.
right. You'd be like, I think I really am a friend.
But no, but just that build of just being around each other all the time.
Yeah, of course. You tend to grow feelings at that point when it's consistent like that. So
And she kind of tricked me into it, too, because I remember
She tricked you?
Into the relationship part. Because we were there, but I would say I was like I'm about to go meet up with my friend, and she was like what type of friend? I'm like, you know, girl. I said, you know, we used to hang out, you know, and I haven't hung with her, but I was gonna hang out with her, and she was like, here I am, turning down hanging out with friends
for
and
you.
Yeah, and you. She's like. I was like, I said, but it ain't nothing like that. She was like, that's fine. She's like, you know what? I'm about to take some of these lunches up.
Dang.
I was like, why? I said, why I got to be that? She was just like, I mean, I'll just say, she says, I said, it's no big deal. She said, you're right. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. I'm just going to hang out with some of my male friends.
y'all parted ways that away?
No, that was like what made me go like, all right, I guess, you know, this is... you want a commitment. That's, you know.
Did you ask her that? Did you say, hey, do you not want me to go out with this girl? Should we have this conversation?
It boiled into that. I mean, once again, you know, details on that is a little.
Yeah, it's foggy because it's so long.
Because I just remember that line, it was weird and kind of attractive to me, too.
What was the line again?
Like, well, I was like, y'all about to go hang out with my friend. I don't want to say girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like, but one of my friends, a female friends, and she was just like, oh, that's cool. She's like, I'm hanging out with my guy friends. And I'm like, what do I got to do with the other? She said, I'm just saying, if you go hang out with her.
And that's how she tricked you?
Yeah.
Don't sound like a trick. That sounds like she let you know, if you could do it, I could do it, too.
Yeah, but
if you don't want to do it, then I might not want to do it no more either. So,
and then she hung out with the comedian after. See,
do you think she might have been cheating at all during this relationship?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever cheated on someone?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. So it was just you just didn't like the idea.
Well, I mean, you know, you hitting a challenge.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like at the time, it's like, you know, I just like I said, I'll just take. Credit for it, I didn't handle it maturely.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
I could just let it roll off my back. But instead, I just was like...
You could have been somebody's daddy today. Just kidding, I'm joking.
You know, it's funny. She's actually... That was actually the second mother I dated.
Oh, you like the mothers.
Go ahead. You know, I thought you fell in love. You know, you fall for someone. You know? So I accepted that. But I'll say, you know... Once again, it's maturity. I'll keep using this term because, you know, especially as a man, you got to take responsibility for the dynamic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're going to get blamed regardless.
I feel like women get blamed, too. Like, they always get...
Maybe in the manosphere online nowadays, but not when I was growing up.
Really? When I was growing up, boy. I mean, even now, like, I feel like always women are in the end, especially if you get pregnant, it's like, this is your fault.
By who? Your mama or somebody?
If I get pregnant by...
A dude to say that?
Yeah,
it was your fault. You got
yeah, it's your fault. You a single mother. You should have did better. You should have picked better. Why you picked
a dude to say that?
Dudes,
that's crazy.
Not dudes and women,
huh?
Both women and men. They'd be like,
what to say that about? Nah, man, look.
Listen,
I never fixed my mouth to say that.
I would never.
You know what I mean?
I
say this, I'd be like, you know, she messed up. You know what I'm saying to somebody? You know, but I would just be like, hey, that's your fault. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
People don't care. Especially online. They sure don't care. They'll be keyboard type boy. No, you should never did that anyway.
Now, I know the dynamic where it just be like, let's say two people messing around and then the woman pop up like, oh, I'm pregnant. And it'd be like, well, what you gonna do? Like, Lord. Now that one.
That is mad disrespectful, but you know, listen, that's the world we live
that's
in.
That's the world we live in.
Well, that's the world we used to live in now.
But look, that's what I say. For me, even though, you know, the situations I was in hurt when I was going through it and all that stuff, I say that's one thing I'm glad. Because, I don't know, I come from that and, you know, I've been around that. But, you know, so far, and, you know, I'm older now. You know,
right.
I've been married to my wife for a while. So, you know, I don't have to worry any, like, about no baby mother situations.
Yeah.
Or, you know, having to deal with that. Like, hey, what we going to do? You know, I mean, I don't know about allowed to say this.
No, so you can say whatever you want to.
I don't have any abortions on my record.
Yeah.
I don't have
any. That's okay. Good for you. You won, I guess.
No. But I'm saying because I come from that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just being around that or whatever. You know, and a blessing just because I
mean, you're a man, so you couldn't have any abortions on your record. That's but,
true.
You know, that's
but,
how that
but that's it's an emotional thing. You
no,
know
I know,
saying?
I know.
It's an emotional thing. And I was, you know, I was with the people to do the thing, you know. You know. But yeah, I just say that, you know, I'm oh man, yeah. Relationships, they're hard, man.
Oh, I was like, you said I say that to say my game, my pull out game is amazing. I'm 100-0. I mean, I'm 0-100. I won.
I hope so. That's the thing. Hopefully, no.
Yeah, I was just like 2 weeks player. Later, somebody gonna be like, here's Lil Darius. He's 10.
No, oh, I thought it was gonna be like a football player talking about some. You my daddy.
Could be a football. Hopefully, you know. Listen, if you get a football player, you winning.
Oh, I'm like, son.
Where you been at?
Where you been at? Then I blame the mama. Your mama kept us apart. Now, listen, see, that'll be.
See, there
I,
you go.
Then I can blame women.
Listen, all the time. It's
but no, I don't. Like I said, I just really. The maturity in me understands that you as a man have to take responsibility for the dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, at the time, you know, like I said, I was just going with the flow, following her. And yeah, you know, cracked some eggs, but, you know, still good.
Okay. So y'all broke up and you were like, F you. And that was it. Cold turkey. Never seen this woman or talked to this woman ever again.
Okay. So I'm glad you asked that. No, so, you know, I did do my, I'm not going to act like I didn't do my begging period. I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So after you said F you was like, I did,
you know, hey, call. Well, no, I didn't say F you then. I was like, you know, you first.
I was after you got done begging, then you was just
I'm
like,
I'm sorry, you know, let's try to work it out, blah, 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 blah.
Why are you doing the begging? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you out, but why are you doing the begging? Did she say no because this isn't going to work out because X, Y, Z?
Yeah, of course. X, Y, Z is, you know, yeah, I don't know how I feel about you. You know, there's a, you know, there's a cold period.
Yeah.
Women go through, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's I'm kind of used to that.
Period? I don't know if it's a cold period that women, because I feel like, you know, women are out probably somewhere between 1 or 2 months before, so you might have missed it. Like, she's possibly. Like, I've been broken up with you about a month ago. I just did it today, though. But
possibly.
Yeah.
But I don't, from what I understand, that's why I'm saying that, like, the person I am now, I probably could have worked. That's what I'm saying. Like, whatever that's what I feel like we were in was, you know, once the breakup happened, I felt like in my mind, it's over. You know, you're chasing that dopamine hit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. When in actuality, if probably I would have just, you know, held strong and just been more supportive in a certain way. You know, I mean, and we probably wouldn't, you know, we weren't meant to be together, so it's not like I would have fixed anything. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, maybe what we went through at that moment wasn't serious enough for it to be like, you know, it's over.
Right.
I mean, I've worked myself out of tougher spots. you know, I'll say in that time period, you know, it was for the best.
Yeah.
But you said, so after I say, I remember, my birthday came around, like, you know.
In January.
Like, it was like this. It was like, talk to me. Then nothing.
Okay.
You know, because this is actually a thing. And I think I got this from someone, but I think it's commonly known now as, you know, no contact period. And I was like, hey, like, if, you know, just don't talk, don't reach out, don't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, so while I was in that. she had reached out.
Okay.
And
to get back with you.
Well, she never, no, she didn't say that.
Oh, okay. No, she just reached out.
Reached out, you know, to be like, hey, you know, I'm open to, you know.
The friend zone again. You back in the friend zone.
That'd be funny if she, I wouldn't take that out. You
know. But yeah, I'm open. Yeah, she was open to y'all being friends.
And then also too, to see the kid too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
You know.
Did you want to see him?
Initially. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. But, you know, like I said, the maturity, this is like, you know, he ain't mine.
Yeah. He's a football player now, though.
Good for him. That's great. That's great.
I'm joking.
I'll shake his hand now. But, yeah, I remember for my birthday, she mm-hmm. hit me up and was like, hey, you know, I'd like to take you out like that. And I was like, I said, I kind of already kind of prioritized my mm-hmm. day. And she took that as like me saying,
right.
Like, what, you say I'm not a priority? And I'm like, I was like, no, I'm not saying that. But she already kind of was like, you know what? Whatever. Like,
F you.
Yeah. So
keep my little change in my pocket.
Yeah. Exactly. And I was like, nah, but you know, like it was like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I just say you don't hit nobody up then during that period to say like, hey, you know. But I guess if I was doing nothing, you know, I had like a birthday party and stuff planned or whatever.
Why didn't you invite her to the birthday party? Then she wouldn't have felt so, because I think it was just, she just felt rejected at that point. She was probably just like.
Mm. Yeah, but I felt rejected. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, you know, hurt people, you know. So it was just in that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know now. Mm-hmm. I know now what to do. Like, I could have worked myself out of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We probably would have lasted another 2 months maybe. Who knows? I'm just saying that, you know, I know that. I knew that one. Mm-hmm. But I took it hard. My ego. It was like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, that's a breakup for like, oh, man, I can't believe, you know what I'm saying?
So, were you happy to hear from her? Were you like, oh.
It's confusing because you're like in the, like, I finally moved. You know, like every day is like, you know, like.
Yeah,
you know, like
you're slowly getting away from wanting to be with that person.
Yeah, so that's when I was just like, you know, I would say that's when my you know, I was probably vengeful at a time period where I didn't need to be. You know what I'm saying? Like I said.
Was that vengeful or no?
Well, I would say by then I wasn't as vengeful, but I was saying during that mm-hmm. Period, yeah. But by then, I'm like, you know, like now it's like, you know, it's like you're pulling me. I'm like, oh, I finally got what? Now, you know. And it might not even been that for her, but I just say for me, that's what it felt like. So I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so then I didn't talk to her from that point all the way to a year later.
Oh, okay.
A year later. I think it was a year later. Was it 2 years later? Oh, maybe a year or some change.
Mm-hmm.
She reached out to me and said, hey, this is, you know.
She reached out to you again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was like, hey, this is, you know, and I was good and moved on by then, you know.
Like, right.
Yeah. She goes, hey, did you like break my car windshield or something like that?
Oh.
Like it was like a long message. Like, you know, you like, did you like, hey, you know, did you break, you know, throw a brick through my car windshield? Dang. Something like that.
Thanks, sis. Shout out to you, man. I hope you got rid of that situation. That's bad.
I was like. I was mad that even.
That
hey, I was mad that it was even like a I would be accused of that. That's why I was like, yo. That's why I'm like, yo.
Excuse me. I just used my words. F you. That's it.
I didn't say that, by the way.
No, okay. You know, it's okay. He didn't say that.
That was just emotionally F you. Right. But yeah, I was like, I was, you know, and then you know how guys get tied up and stuff like that. I'm just like, I wanted to be like, her chasing me down on some, like, you know, you did this. And I'm like, upper, like, if you thought I did it, then why would you ask me if I did it? Like, what dude? Like, yeah, I did that. It's because I love you. Like, what? Yeah, you're at.
It is very clear today that she'll know for a fact you did not do that.
That much space between the relationship. Like,
2 years? It's
the break, like, the distance was longer than the relationship. And now all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, I'm going to get you back. I didn't know if she lived in the same place, if she had the same car or something like that. But I was mad. I was really, really mad. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not responded. But it's hard because that type of message burns in your pocket. You'd be like, oh my gosh, just to say, like, what the heck? Like, what are you accusing me? I'm gonna think like, hey, please don't show up at my door or something like that.
Just blocked.
And I told my homie and he was like, yeah, don't answer that. And I was like, you right. And I was like, yeah, but I was like, that's crazy. And I was thinking, like, I wonder what she's going through.
Dang. You should have just blocked on the spot. I would have blocked the, I mean, block Iana right now. Hey, okay, but.
Well,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. Block, I don't know. Because
it was so offensive. Like, come on. Like,
you feel like it's offensive?
I mean, for me, if someone doesn't know that I've dated, doesn't know my character, like anyone who knows me knows I ain't finna go throw no bricks.
Man.
I might do something that, listen, if I do something, you're not gonna know it was me. You're not gonna have any idea it was me. So, no.
Yeah.
That was, I'm like.
Especially for something that didn't end in like cheating or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was like weird, you know. I know people who have that in them. But I definitely appreciate my freedom. More like throwing bricks through.
The situation's not funny. I'm just laughing because I'm thinking to myself, I only hear about guys that get bricks through their windows. I'm
right,
never heard
right,
of a
exactly.
Girl
that's what I'm saying. I know
got a
people.
Brick through her window. I'm just like, dang. I guess
I think it was a brick. I think she said brick or like destroyed my windows. I was like, man, like that, to see that to come out. Like even if that happened to me, right? If I came out of my house and see the brick through my windows, I would be like. Man, it was my ex from
yeah,
a year and a half ago. Like,
right.
I
like,
yeah, it is what it is. Man.
It is, it is. Okay, so that was the last time you ever had contact is, I guess, when she sent you that text message.
Yeah.
Dang, that was a situation.
And like, to be straight up, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if this probably gave me trouble, but literally I haven't, you know, heard or anything. You know, about her period or whatever. Like, never really, I don't really speak on her.
Yeah, like, no, I mean.
Like, this is probably the most legitimate breakup in human history for me.
Good for you. It's over. Because you met the love of your life.
Yeah, I met the love of my life. That's right.
Which is great. So, after that breakup, you got married. Congratulations. You had a breakup period or a break during your marriage at some time?
No, not during my marriage, no.
Oh, y'all, when y'all were dating?
Yeah, when we were dating.
Oh, okay, I see. What happened there?
Let's see. What happened? Miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had been butt heads for a while. Just over some... You know, this one I'll be way more careful with my words.
Yeah. Be careful. I don't want to get you in trouble. I ain't here to cause a breakup.
But you know, this public record. Like, you know, people know.
Yeah. People know?
Well, we was before we got married. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So wait, how long did you know your wife before you got married?
Six years.
Oh, 6 years. So y'all been together a total of 8 years.
I guess 10. No, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a numbers person, and I think I get people caught up on this show because I'm always like, what's the number for that? Like, how long was this? And how long? People be like, I don't know. I'd be like, but okay.
Because I'm thinking, because you got the, well, you know what? Because I guess I'm thinking the engagement proposal, you know, all that stuff, you know, because all this was like.
Yes.
Up in the air, floating, time, whatever. Yeah, time is flying. You know, it's not like we, you know, it's like, oh, you know, like, we got married and then boom. No, it's not like I proposed and then we got married and stuff.
Right. Yeah. There was a period before the marriage.
Yeah. But, well, like I said, we just miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had gotten fed up with, you know, something. And, yeah. Then, you know, she kind of was like, well, we just need our space.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine.
You say you got fed up with something, you communicated this in an effective manner with your wife or no, that was the issue? No?
Define effective.
Meaning that, hey, I need to talk to you about this. This is bothering me. I don't like X, Y, and Z, and we need to figure out something because otherwise I might become resentful because of this thing.
I would say maybe that's slightly clearer language, you know, but, you know, it's relationships, man. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
Communicate effectively.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, you know, you know, there are times you do communicate effectively and sometimes, you know, it's emotions involved, you know.
Oh so, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and also, you know, I love my wife, so I'll give her grace in gray area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, cause you know, there's times where, you know, I didn't say things the right way. Sometimes she didn't say things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's the person I chose.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, yeah. But, you know, yeah, just like everything, you know, at first you're going to say things right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then after a while, yeah, you know, you're not going to say things as good, you know? That's
it. Interesting.
Yeah, as well.
It, like, starts to taper off.
That's life.
As you get more comfortable with a person.
Yeah, familiarity breeds contempt. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, that's just a human nature thing.
Interesting. That's why I don't like people getting comfortable with me. So when you met her, did you know she was the one?
Man, let me see. I mean, I wouldn't say the one like that, but I'll say that, like, definitely wife material. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, I want to be with someone like her, and like, she the only one checks those boxes.
Yeah. And did y'all meet when you were like passing out the number for the comedy show? You're like, hey, come to my show.
So you know what's funny? That's not how we met twice technically.
Oh, really?
So the first time I met her was that way, kind of ironically. Okay. It's funny you said that. You being messy, but no, you're right too. This how you meet all the girls. Like, I heard it. But no, I was working some event, and the only proof, we barely both remember this, the only proof we had was like, there was a piece of paper that had a bunch of emails and stuff on it, and hers was one of the emails.
Interesting. Yeah.
But how we met again, you know, was at a party, like a house party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she just wanted to, my friend had brought over, you know, invited a bunch of girls, and she just happened to be one of the women.
Okay. Yeah. So she was friends with one of your friends before y'all even met.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. So I already have kind of like an in. Like, put in a good word for me. Let her know I'm the best thing she'll ever find.
What? So you're going to give me a trouble more than anything.
I'm being dramatic. I know you're not.
but you know, I don't know. It's weird because... you know, you just get a feeling. Mm-hmm. You get a feeling. You're like, okay. I think you kind of, how you say, I guess like you stereotype people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do you do that? Mm-hmm. You go, this person fits, not so much, you know.
Listen, I'm slightly psychic, so I can read an energy.
You're psychic.
Slightly psychic, so yes. Listen, we don't need to get into that. But
I know, because this is yours, but we're going to talk after. I want to hear your story. You made some faces. I'll just be like, I got to hear more.
Really?
About
you making faces. I got to stop it, but I can't help it. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, it was kind of, I don't know. Like, I get what you're saying, though. It's like an aura, maybe, that you can sense. And you're just like,
yeah. I mean, just, you know, okay, you know. I mean, I'm not going to say like, oh, like you say, predict the future. I mean, that's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But just be like, okay, this person fits this, you know, mold, I guess.
Right. So how long did y'all take that break whenever y'all were dating?
6 months.
6 months is a while.
Yeah.
What made you circle back or her circle back? Who said, okay? Was it clear that it was a break, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, let's take it. Yeah. Okay. Because I remember you saying that she said, okay, maybe we should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I say like, you know, I caused it, but she sustained it.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. And what made you say, okay, I think this is over?
Well, just because of the situation that I, you know, wanted to rectify. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
That was my main thing. Other than that, like, you know, I really like, you know, her. I wanted her.
Yeah. And it's rough out here in these LA streets. You don't want to be out there. So that was probably the best thing. Amen.
I mean, you know, but I mean, of course you don't want stuff like that to happen.
No.
At the same time, I mean, you know, when you've been with somebody for a while and, you know, and I guess, you know, you might end up marrying them. I guess some period of break or something, you know, some period of, are you sure?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all. It don't have to be a breakup or anything like that. Just some form of like, hey, are you sure? Are you, you know, because, you know, speak now, forever hold your peace? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course. So how long were you together before y'all took the break?
Man, about, so you trip me up on the numbers.
I don't want to trip you up on the numbers.
Cause I,
it's okay. I feel you. Like you said, though, sometime within the relationship is good to take a break before. So I was just curious on about how long did it take you to be like, let me think about this before I go all the way in.
Cause I want to say, I don't know, like, was it 3 years? And then, I don't know. I just know, I'd say, you know, once we got back, like, you don't know, it's funny to say this now. I kind of like that time period. Like, I don't want to say more, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it's because it was like, you know, it's almost like you're redating somebody again.
Mm-hmm. You know, aww, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like you get to get that feeling back, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also, I guess you appreciate each other more because you don't know if, you know, if you don't know if it's going to be,
yeah,
you know, so yeah.
You don't know if you're going to lose them again. So you're like, yeah. I appreciate this now that you are back in my life. And I never want to lose you again. Mm-hmm. So you said it's public knowledge?
Well, I'm saying like our friends know and stuff like that. Like, okay. Nobody online knows.
Public knowledge. I'm like,
I'm just saying like.
I didn't mean that you're famous like that. I'm just like.
I'll just say that it wouldn't be like groundbreaking for our friends or stuff like that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble, so I won't ask you the exact details of this particular situation.
Yeah, because I'll be like, you know, like it's. There's things that, you know, I have to go home and.
No, of course. Listen, if you're happy, you're happy. And that's all, we're going to leave it at that right now. We don't want to, I don't need nobody text me like, I hate your podcast.
You asked me about a breakup.
Not my current.
Yeah. But once again, I just feel like.
That was a breakup. You know, y'all took a break.
It was legit. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? You got to be careful with the take a break thing, though. Take a break and break up because of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't watch Friends.
I watched Friends, but I did not see that episode.
That was the thing with Ross and Rachel. That's the whole debate.
I don't know what to say about that. They had a kid together though, so they are always tied together in some kind of way. And
what caused their breakup? Well, not their breakup. I don't know. But that's the thing. The debate was he messed around with somebody else during their break. And she was like, oh, we were on, like, cheated on me. It was like, we were on a break. That's a big thing.
Dang.
So that's why you had to be very clear if you're broken up or not versus on a break.
Interesting, because I feel like that's, like, debatable then in a way. Because do people date during a break or no? It's not allowed.
I feel like if you're tied to somebody, you know, then you shouldn't, you know. Because everything is... You know, every scenario is between two people is different. You know, everybody has different backgrounds. They have different agreements. You have a lot of modern dating things, you know, versus, you know, a lot of old school stuff. My personal thing, what I would say is, just hold on. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it sucks to think that the other person's out there living their life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're only responsible for you and yourself. That's all you could be responsible for.
I need people to comment. When you want a break, do you date other people or no? You just taking a break. But you're still with that person. But you're taking a break.
I mean, I think, like I said, Friends kind of made it a thing where it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's broken up. Don't even use taking a break.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh, okay. So it is break. Okay.
Just break it. Don't say.
Because that's what I was just like.
Taking a break is going to get you messed up.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't say take a break.
I ain't never took a break. Listen, I'm in or I'm out. There ain't no in between with me. So.
Oh, so you never got back with me?
No. I don't do the get back. When I break. Listen, I leave the country. You won't see me for a minute. I'll be like, listen, I don't even know if people live. And I'd be like, I don't even know if that dude's alive. So, no, I don't get back. Mm-mm. No spinning the block for me.
Sheesh.
No, I know. I keep it 100. It's yes or no.
Sheesh.
Is that bad?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I'm very black and white. People are like, you're very black and white. It's not, yeah. Grays are not my forte. No.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm not well, Jeremy, it's been such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I'd like to come back.
You want to come back?
Well, I don't want to earn it.
No, you don't want to come back. I hope I never see you ever again. I never want to see your face on this podcast.
Maybe that's how you are with your guests. You like
on another podcast, maybe. What'd you say?
I said that's how you are with your guests. You're like, okay, after this, never again.
No, that's how I am with my married guests. I never want to see my married guest again. But my other guest said, listen, if you go through another breakup, you come back and we'll talk about it.
Dang, that's funny. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, for sure. You said that's sad?
Yeah.
What's sad?
Breaking up is sad.
Breaking up is sad unless it's like for the good. Right.
I think it's always sad.
Yeah. You didn't sound too sad.
What do you mean?
You sounded more angry about your first story. You were just like, whatever.
I guess I was relating to the feeling back then.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I mean, it's just part of life. I don't really see it as one way. I mean, especially if you're not going to be with that person and you know he's not going to be with that person, you know. Part of growing up, part of maturity.
Yeah, I think people just don't know how to let it go sometimes, though, which is why they feel like, ugh, I hate you.
Yeah, no, I don't hate any of my exes.
I mean, now. Yeah. I mean, not even then, I guess.
Hate is strong.
Hate is strong.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
It is a thin line between love and hate. It is. I mean, yeah, it is. Wow. All right, Jeremy. Well, I'm going to get you out of here. Y'all say thank you to, I guess, Jeremy. Okay. Oh, you know what? No. Tell people where they can find you. Did I go out over here?
Oh.
What's your social media?
At Jeremy Comedy on Instagram. What else? Jeremy Scipio, SCIPPIO.com.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
You on TikTok? Yeah,
TikTok. Most of my name. Just get my name right. SCIPPIO. Jeremy. You know, boom.
All right, boom. That's where y'all can find Jeremy. Go to his show. Check him out. Because he ain't handing the numbers out no more, I don't think.
I still take numbers with you, man. No, I need I'm people joking. To come to shows.
No, of course. Oh, you know what? I'll come to your show.
Yes.
Let me know when the next show is. All right, y'all. We out of here. Bye.
See you.